October 6, 2021, Town Board Budget Workshop at 5:30.
Okay, we'll, when you're ready.
Ready.
We're ready. I'd like to welcome everyone to our first budget workshop for the 2022 budget. We have everybody in attendance, and also with us is Principal Account Clerk Jeffrey Cruz and the Town Clerk. And just briefly, I want to give an overview of the budget that is before you this evening. And I want to thank Jeffrey for working closely with me on that. It's a daunting task to go through all the budget requests that we may or may not have received and to come up with a viable plan for next year. It's a good starting point, and with that, I want to outline what this budget does at for 2022. The tentative budget will decrease our tax rate from the current 0.979 cents per thousand to 0.945 per thousand. That is a 3.4 cents per thousand decrease, and it also remains under the tax cap. And if you took a house that's valued at or assessed at $200,000, the difference between what they would have paid in taxes last year versus this year is approximately, per town tax, they would have paid $195.91. With this proposed budget, it would be decreased to $189.20, which is a $6.72 reduction on a $200,000 house. We were able to do that and still maintain governmental services, and also were able to increase the general fund, actually total appropriations, to $8,262,000, including the library's budget. And that's actually an increase of $197,853 over last year's appropriation. So, it's pretty. That's a pretty good outcome to be able to provide a little bit of a tax rate decrease, and yet still increase appropriations to meet, the needs and some of the requests of the department heads. How we were able to do that, as you know, the sales tax is a major portion of how we balance our budget. We're fortunate that Saratoga County has a healthy sales tax. Even with last year's COVID, our numbers are back up. We're still not up to where we were from the previous year. We're still off about 5% or so, but it's a huge recovery, and that helps us in moving forward with town expenses. So we use sales tax to fund the general fund. We also use it to fund the town outside fund. And as everyone knows, we use it to completely fund the highway fund, and we completely fund our fire protection services, which was our commitment when we eliminated the fire protection tax. In the budget, I did, just for, because we had to have a number in there, historically, I've started with a 2% salary increase for all employees. This one, I increased it to 3%. Because we see creeping inflation coming up. If you look at some of the other like federal funds that our residents receive, Social Security, things like that, they're seeing a cost of living increase in that, and I thought this was an appropriate time to put it in there. I did include the 3% across the board. One of the things, and we'll discuss this when we get the salaries and hourly wages at the very end, I did it across the board even for new hires, but my recommendation is going to be anybody who's a new hire, I don't think it's appropriate that they should be getting an increase after having just started here with the town. So we'll talk about that down the road. The other big cost for us is that by law, we've got to do the increase for minimum wage, and that is an increase from $12.50 to $13.20. So, you know, that's a pretty good cost for us across the board, and those that we're paying, you know, are at the top, the threshold for minimum wage. And then finally, our lighting districts, if you look at the cover page, I did not change the rates for the lighting districts. Those are essentially pass-throughs. Those districts are created at the request either of the developer or the residents at the time, and so we need to pay whatever that cost is going to be. Typically, we get estimates from National Grid. National Grid was just approved a rate increase by the Public Service Commission. I don't know if we have the hard numbers on that yet, but we're pretty...
It's a roughly 4%.
4%. So we're what we have budgeted in there is pretty close of what those actual costs should be.
Can I just, the lighting district, have we changed anything over to LEDs on this, and have we seen any decrease in cost for the usage?
We were part of a program, I don't know if they did it, where National Grid... Do you remember that?
Yeah. I don't know if it got done, though.
Yeah. I mean, there was a program out there. The board was supported it.
Yeah, I thought we did. And then, basically, as the light burned out, they would be replacing.
Yeah. I mean, I can check with National Grid.
I'm thinking that we should be seeing, you know, some type of savings, cost savings on there.
Well, they do the maintenance on it, so, you know, there's a benefit to them as well. Yeah. So I would imagine if they're replacing them, when they go, they're going with the current technology. But mm-hmm. I can double check that for you. Make a note of that. All right. So on the cover page, if you want to look down to the tentative budget, you'll see with the general fund the appropriations. Are $2.835460 million dollars, and we are arriving at that through monies raised from taxes, which will be $1.489582 million dollars. And we also have built into that, don't we have ARPA funds in there?
Yes, the ARPA funds are included in the revenue section of the general fund. They're not accounted for to balance the general fund.
Yeah, so that will be a discussion that we'll have to have as we go through the budget process on how you want, what you want to use that for.
And what did we have for ARPA funds in total?
We received roughly $600,000 this year. We'll receive roughly $600,000 this year, split 50-50 between the 2 years.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the town outside budget, we have a comparison from last year. Looking at the town outside for appropriation this year, it's going to be $394,026. Last year it was $371,642. And the revenues for that would be $158,288. And we're using a fund balance amount of $235,738, which is a reduction from the $324,522 last year. Moving down to the highway fund, the DB account, appropriations is $1.963574 million, and the revenues, and that's all sales tax with a little bit of chips thrown in there.
Correct.
And did we get the number on chips yet, or are we estimating?
We're estimating.
Okay, and that's, I think it was like...
Paul mentioned it would probably remain flat, but we estimated...
Probably 35-40. If you remember, we were told what we were going to get last year, and then they cut it, I think, like 20%.
Mm-hmm. We estimated $150,000.
For CHIPS funding?
Mm-hmm.
What am I thinking of? Emergency? There's something I was pouring.
It's with a cut. So in previous years, it was up to $150,000, $160,000. In 2020, they cut it down to $65,000.
Okay. All right. So the highway fund, obviously, the majority of that is sales tax that we're funding that with. and we're using $67,251 from fund balance, which again is a reduction from last year's number, which was $71,281. Sewer, we've got $204,033 for appropriations. Last year it was $118,154. Some of that increase in that is that we're going to have increased operational expenses moving forward. Do we have capacity built in that too, or not necessarily?
No, we do not. We have sewer consolidation built in.
Yeah, so that's why you see a higher amount than that as we move forward with the consolidation process. One of the things, and this will be part of later town board discussion, is when we go through our consolidation efforts, we will have to come up with rates, and obviously they're probably going to be lower for many because every district's going to be paying the same rate per class. But that's all predicated on the negotiations we're currently working on with the City of Glens Falls on sewer capacity, and we'll see how that goes. I've had conversations as recently as Friday with the mayor, had correspondence today from the mayor. So I can update you on that at a later time, probably at the board meeting. Water One, we've got $262,757 in appropriations. We expect revenues in the neighborhood of $172,880. We are using fund balance of $89,877. Water Two's $200,181 appropriations, $190,900 in revenues, and fund balance at $9,281. Water Three appropriations are $53,291, revenues $35,220 with $18,071 in fund balance. Water Four appropriations are $247,411. Revenues are expected $152,350, and we're using $95,061 in fund balance. And I believe all the amounts for these numbers are very similar to last year as far as appropriations go. Obviously, they're a little bit higher. And Water Five is $60,833 appropriations with $60,800 in revenues coming in, and so $33 from fund balance to balance that. Water Six appropriations $381,518, revenues are $309,750 with revenues at fund balance use of $71,768. And that's we almost cut that in half from what we used for Water Six last year, because last year we used $138,000 fund balance. So we're going in the right direction in those categories. One of the things we're going to have to discuss underwater is we have an issue with Water District 2. I don't know if the Water Committee has met with the individual on Van Buren Street.
No.
I know I receive regular communications from them. So, long story short, when Water District 2 was constructed, the infrastructure did not go to everybody in the district.
Sure.
And that's a problem because now there's property owners that want the water, and they're entitled to the water. So we did research, made sure they were in fact in the district. They are in the district. It's about, I think it's 700 feet from the hydrant. It's translucite pipe in that area, which is challenging to work with, which means you can't just, we don't know where the pipe ends, but we know it goes past the hydrant. So we're probably going to have to do infrastructure back to the hydrant, so that's where you get your 700 feet in there. I think there's four parcels that are included. And we are in the process of securing the easements. We need four easements to do the work. We have a draft RFP to go out once we secure those easements. Ballpark figure, I'm hearing that's going to cost $150,000 to $180,000 to do that. That is not in this budget. So we'll have to either do a budget amendment. If we do it next year, if we do it this year, we'll have to do a budget amendment to pay for it. Don's not confident that we can secure the easements and still be able, in a timely fashion, to get the work done before the end of December. One of the property owners wants it done before December. So we're working through that. We got to be cognizant of in the budget and how we want to pay for that. You know, it's another issue that, you know, several administrations before this one just didn't follow through on.
What's our time commitment to the homeowner?
So we didn't have, because we, the our original conversation was, well, let's see if you're in the water district. And we, it was a challenge, I think, to find the paperwork to verify that they were, in fact, in the map plan and report. We did track it down and confirmed that they should have been included in it. It didn't get done. Okay. So now we're having to fix that. And those are expensive projects, especially when you have budgets that are as tight as that. The other thing that we need to do as we move forward with water consolidation is, from an accounting purpose, anybody who's coming on and buying capacity, we have to set up a reserve account for it. It's never been done in the town. I don't know why it's never been done, but the problem is now we're having to pull money out of regular accounts instead of reserve accounts to buy capacity for water, and that's not the right way of doing business, so we need to take care of that as well.
And that would be true of capital reserve funds for future infrastructure.
Infrastructure for repairs. I mean, if you get into water, did the Fenimore Water District one?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, you know, that's been in there for 80 years, maybe longer. And that's got the old type of pipe in there, which is very brittle. And, you know, you could have a problem in there, and it's not going to be an easy fix. It's going to be an expensive fix. And we have not earmarked any capital reserve funds for that. Obviously, we have fund balance that we can draw from, but I think the appropriate way to do it is, you know, to have a capital reserve. It should be two, one for infrastructure repairs and one for capacity. And so when people pay for the buy-in fees, they're paying for capacity, but historically the town has always put it into fund balance.
I think the comptroller's office would rather us.
I'm sure.
In fact, it was a recommendation.
I think it was a recommendation, yeah. So that's one thing we'll have to move on as well. I did water six. The library, we don't set that. The library does, and they hold their public hearing. And that amount is
$809,976. Hearing is that
hearing
what's going on
tonight? Is tonight, right?
7:00.
In our building, yep. Which is the same as last year.
Correct.
Yeah. So that tax rate is, actually the tax rate went down because our total assessed value of the town went up. So last year's tax rate was, I'm going to round it off, and it's a 0.541 cents per thousand. And because of our growth and keeping up with assessments, the tax rate this year is 0.5063. So at the end of the day, you know, everybody, we still got town to pay the same amount on it. So I'm not going to go through the lighting districts. I did say that our lighting district rates remain the same in this budget for each one. We didn't change them. So the grand total for appropriations for the town is 8.62471 in appropriations. Amount of revenues is 5.922458 million. The total number of fund balance, and this includes the lighting districts, will be $645,513. And the total amount raised for taxes, this includes the money, the $809,976 from the library tax, will be $2,330,558. And did I leave anything
else on that?
I think so.
Just one clarifying question,
yes,
if I could. The ARPA for 2021, the 600, you said it's in revenues but not the balance of budget, so not reflected in these numbers?
It's in the revenues column, but if you add the taxes and the revenues for the general fund, you'll notice that they exceed the appropriations by about $600,000.
Yeah, and then that ARPA has some pretty strict guidelines around how it can be used.
Correct.
So I know we know that. Some of it's really around infrastructure in some spots. But is there a limitation on us having to spend that money in the calendar year?
5 years to spend it.
Okay.
Yes.
So our number one goal on the ARPA money is to make the town whole, because we're able to use that money to cover the cost when we paid people to stay home.
Mm-hmm.
And so all that money can go, we can take that and put it into, either spend it in the budget or put it in the fund balance for future use. And then once we uncover everything that we've spent there and we're made whole again, then we'll look at like infrastructure and some, you know, the other areas where we're allowed to spend it. One of the things that we've got our engineers looking at is see if capacity is one of them. We're not sure where we are. We're getting mixed messages on that because we do need to buy capacity, both water and sewer, but sewer is a critical one right now.
I don't know if it's important, Mr. Supervisor, but if you could reread the total appropriations, you actually had it backwards. And I just didn't know for the record if you had the, you had it at 8.62 instead of 8.26. They don't want it to be on the record as.
I will verify it is 8.262471 for appropriations.
Didn't want it to be the.
No, I totally.
Somebody's got to catch.
Yeah, someone's paying attention. Usually everybody's eyes glass over.
Wow.
That was a test. You passed.
All right, I'm out of here. See ya.
Russ, we're saying, is he done yet?
All right, so that is that. Any questions just on the general appropriations, fund balance, and all that? If not, we'll move on to. Let's see. Court. Do we have court out in the hall?
You should. This is account A, 1110.
Did we reach out to Rick and know that we're going to be a little ahead of schedule?
I did not.
How are you?
Good.
Your Honor?
Good to see you.
Hello.
Hey, buddy. Where'd you get the dent in your truck out there? That's pretty sharp, though. I like it.
Thank you.
Howdy.
How are you doing?
Good. How are you doing? Survived today.
Yeah, I did fine, I thought.
JD.
Good seeing you.
Ellen.
How are you, sir?
Supervisor.
How are you, John?
Ted. Cruz. Get it? Ted Cruz.
Oh, boy.
Sorry. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing all right.
Sorry about the delay here. Where you?
No, you're not.
Yes, we're slow and deliberate when it comes to spending money.
I heard that.
And I'm sure as a taxpayer.
You're deliberate in spending money?
Not necessarily. So, all right, we're on court account A, 1110. Just want to brief you salaries, which we'll do at the end.
Okay.
What we did is we put in across the board 3%.
Okay.
With the caveat, and even though they're included now, if somebody just started, my position is that they got to be here at least a year to get a salary bump up. So
I agree.
I don't think that impacts your
not own, yet.
So.
No.
All right.
No. I was thinking ahead.
So with that, we'll go down to the list.
Okay.
Court officers. We had the request for $6,084.
Yeah.
And I bumped that down to
$5,967.
Okay. What else we have on that page? So total contractual. The request was for $25,000.
Yeah.
And adds up to $25,000 in the.
Is that what you guys come out with, $25,200? The reason that we bumped it up that high, the $25,000 up that high, oh good, because everybody knows in here
paper copy. Everything contractually has gone absolutely ape crazy. So that I think we would have left over. I mean, but I don't want to shortchange anything either. And that would include dues are going up, publications are going up because we're required to have publications, mm-hmm. and that's a big expense. That's a lot higher than what I like, but I know that we, and with John starting too, we're going to be facing, we'll be using more electronic means of law books, but we still need our publications for DWI case law. It's things that we need to go back on. So, and all those publications just go up. I mean, it's $1,200 for a law book, or $1,400. It's terrible. So the $25,000 would definitely cover everything. But we also, with the JCAP, we got $7,620 or something like that, JCAP approved. And I got approval from the state the other day. I'll forward the email to the board so you guys have it. But literally last week we got approval from JCAP. They approved our application. So we have the funds, and that'll take care of some contractual things that we won't have to draw on the taxpayers. So, so that's a good thing. So $25,000, that should cover it. I think will be more than ample, but I want to play it safe. So,
all right, and yeah, and that's a
thank you, Jeff.
$6,000 increase over.
Yeah, but I don't know if we'll get there, but I don't know if we won't. You know, because of the way the prices of everything that we were using in our office has gone up. So we kill trees all the time. We're using paper.
I plant trees.
Exponentially. Perfect. That'll work out great.
So the total appropriation request for this account was $188,397. Last year in the adopted budget, it was $180,292. Yep. So the tentative worked out to a little bit under that at $195,084.
Okay.
And then the pay in there is the either corresponds to our required minimum wage increase or the 3%.
Okay.
What's the next thing?
The JCAP is the next yellow sheet, A1110F.
So just under the JCAP, the proposed breakdown would be for fireproof fire cabinets, two of them, which would equate to $5,996. Two heavy-duty shredders at $892 total, and desk shelves for the courtroom, which would be $487. And then finally, there's a requirement because there'll be a new justice for a robe in there. $245. Do you have to bring your own?
No. Trust me. So that's something you want to buy on your own.
So that comes out to a total in the .2 account of the $7,620, and that would be covered under the JCAP grant.
And like I said, the state sent me an email saying they approved our JCAP application, so everything went through perfect, so we're good.
Nice.
Thank you for doing that.
Yep.
Nice. What do we got next for?
That's it, unless you want to talk revenue.
Yeah, we do want to talk.
So the second blue sheet, it says Justice Court.
I think our numbers are going to come in better than what we estimated, but Jeff and I were conservative on that. I mean, we discussed it pretty much in length on what numbers were coming in, but it seems that the numbers are coming in a little bit, I think, better than that. It was $145,000 what we estimated. It was $100,000 the year before, obviously, because of COVID. But I think we're going to be on track or a little better than the $145,000.
Got there.
Where do you project we're going to finish this year?
I think we're going to be at $145,000. We came up with a pretty good number that was pretty close to where we would be as far as where we stood when we figured this out. And I think we might even be a little bit above that because everybody's paying their stuff, which is shocking. Well, we're having a bad year.
Free money right now. With
the different methods.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we have four or five methods of payment. We went to an email payment to an e-pay, and that has just a third more in our revenues, and that's over the last 2 years. We went to GovPay, and we also have another, I can't remember the off the top of my head, but they're both using it, you're utilizing it. But with suspensions, we may be back into a situation where if you don't pay your fines, you don't get suspended, so there's no ramifications. Most of the honest people don't want to have that pending in their license because it's going to show that there's a pending situation. The only time we could suspend if somebody doesn't initially show up. If they don't pay their fine, we can't, which is a detriment to municipalities and responsibility of drivers. There should be a responsibility factor. They're losing all air of responsibility on that. So, but
is that still a carryover for COVID relief or something? I mean, what?
No, this was the new Driver Safe Act that they put out there that the governor implemented, and it was passed unanimously in the city because everybody's driving while suspended in the city and up here. And so any suspensions we had were rescinded. So we sent out, I don't know, 1,100 suspension notices, lift suspension notices because of failure to pay fine. So you don't have to be responsible if you get a ticket and the fine money. And we can't, now they took another one. They also took other responsibilities away from us. They took away from community, we can't give community service out for vehicle and traffic matters anymore. So we can't even, if somebody's indigent, we could say, well, can you do 10 hours of community service? You have somebody with 7 speeds, this is their 8th conviction, for even if it's a reduction, and you want to dole out 10 hours community service because fines aren't working, can't do it anymore. They rescinded that, so we can't do that. We can't use other forms of punishment. Mm-hmm. We can give them 15 days in jail, but excessive. But is that excessive punishment considering you want to stay within the parameters of being consistent with other motorists? Mm-hmm. You know, if you have somebody that has 7 convictions, obviously, I think 10 days in jail isn't unreasonable. But but again, you're causing taxpayer burden. Mm-hmm. So
that's great. Thank you.
Good. Be nice to get close to where we were years ago.
I would be inappropriate to hope for a crime rate for turning 2018 numbers.
No, I was thinking that once the word got out January 1st that the new justice is coming in, crime is just going to come to a screeching halt because they're going to be so afraid of the next ramifications that are going to come down. They're going to make Jeff McCabe look like a wimp.
It doesn't help that you're up there telling everybody that the new judge is a mean ogre or whatever.
Well, the old one's a mean ogre, so we're just replacing one another.
Any other comments? Anything you'd like to add? Or
I came in. I'm going to I know you guys did great for Jennifer, but I've got a lobby for her under, you know, I see Leanne had, no offense, had gotten somebody on with $40,000 a year salary, and I've got my girl who's 14 years on the job here in the town of Moreau, who has done an impeccable job and actually runs the court for us, and we are not, she's the boss when we're not here, she's our chief court clerk, and I really would love the board to consider a possible raise to $40,000 a year.
It's in here.
Oh.
Did you look at it?
I didn't. I thought he said 3% across the board. I'm sorry.
Puts her up over 40,060.
Okay. No, that's fine. No, I trust you. Perfect. So, got to back my people. So.
And on a side note, I don't know if you heard him say new employees are probably not going to get the 3%.
I absolutely agree with that. I mean, I think a new employee should, you know, you have to work here. I mean, I have no problem with that.
Well, the thing is, it also causes problems that you were talking about if we did that.
Yeah.
And I'm very sensitive to that.
Yeah. So I appreciate you guys' consideration with that, especially with Jennifer. I mean, she works her rear end off, you know, for us and quietly does it with a smile, and she handles all the complaints. A lot of the stuff never even gets to Tim and I when we're in there because she handles most of the stuff. Plus, she's in concert with the district attorney's office, the public defender's office, and all the defense attorneys on a regular basis, and the public, which is amazing. So, okay, perfect. So,
mm-hmm. Thank you.
Nothing to add. Thank you very much. We'll try to keep the court kind of keep any complaints or anything at the court and not in here. So we try to do our best to do a good job. We have a great team over there. We have a great team effort. it's going to evolve into, on January 1st, it'll keep going because we have a good relationship. John and I have had a good relationship for years.
We're working with the sheriff's department for central booking.
Do you
know anybody who's down there?
Yeah. Well, it's because Schenectady County right now is involved in their implementation of the cap. We're going to go ahead after Schenectady County gets theirs going so that we have full knowledge of everything that's going on in Schenectady, and then we can talk. And I know that you're kind of in the middle of some stuff down there, but we want to get it going. And I know that there's possibly a mandate that's coming down for 2023 on the CAP program. But, so we're going to try to maybe come up with an aggressive plan to go into that. But I'll talk to you later about that. I mean, I'm working heavily on it right now with the sheriff's department. So.
Well, we talk almost daily. So
I'm the president of the Magistrate Association in Saratoga County, so I have all the magistrates in Saratoga County just emailing me, calling me constantly about it. And I said, we're going to do this professionally and calmly. So, and some of them aren't calm because they're still coming out at 2 in the morning and stuff, including me. So.
Joe, just as an FYI, I don't know if you're aware, we have a clinic tomorrow for the morning and the afternoon for
COVID,
65
right?
plus for the COVID booster for Pfizer.
Perfect. Yeah, it looks like a good setup in there. I have an arraignment.
We did a reverse 911 that hit a couple hours ago.
Oh, nice.
So that, I think it went out to 10-mile radius. We're trying to get everybody in the town notified. And they have until 8 o'clock tonight to register with the county health department.
Perfect.
Because they got to be registered.
Right.
I mean, we'll let walk-ins, but we really want them registered.
Registered. Well, if you have walk-ins, you're going to have
cars. You're going to
have cars out. You're going to have cars with 55-year-olds that aren't going to see the 65 that are going to be out.
Thank God, I have a busy day in county tomorrow.
Just make sure that door stays open because the library is going to be here before we leave here.
Okay.
The library public.
Yeah, right.
Is on the board at 7:00.
Oh, okay. So
I had
it in the parking lot.
Thank you, Jeffrey. Thank you so much. Thanks for all your help, you guys. Thank you so
much. See you later.
See you. Talk to you. Thanks, man.
Next is Community Center, which is A8060.
I know. Hello, gentlemen.
Hello. How are you?
How are you, Miss Leanne? I'm good, thank you.
No doubt.
How's everything?
Things are good. Scarily busy. But good, you know how that works.
Yeah, you're probably aware we've got a booster clinic tomorrow.
I just heard you tell Jeff. I didn't know about it before then.
We're doing reverse 911 today.
Okay.
Apparently, I asked him to do it because we didn't have a lot of people sign up for it.
Okay.
And I wanted to make sure that everybody was made aware of it.
So. It's still just for the people that had Pfizer, though, right? Isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
right?
Pfizer. Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Yeah, and they have to show proof that they were, and it has to be greater than 6 months.
Yes.
It can't be under 6 months.
Correct. Yeah. Okay.
So, all right, Community Center, account 8060. We have in the budget, the tentative budget, $295,538. The Community Center had requested $298,435, which I believe is a 3%.
That's three. It's three, yeah.
And last year in the adopted budget, we had earmarked $289,743. That wasn't the year we did 4%, was it?
No, we didn't have any rate, any in 2020.
That was flat.
It was flat. We got 0% in that year. And we did okay because we were pared down with our staffing. But, you know, we got the
PPP.
We had the PPP, two draws of that. Mm-hmm. And but then we're looking at the 3% minimum wage increase again.
Yeah.
You know, I just wanted to make sure that you guys knew we had added the teen center services. So we were looking.
What does that mean?
So we have designated a spot in the community center for kind of a drop-in teen center, and we started it Tuesday evenings, so the kids can come anytime middle school gets out to 7:00. So we're open. We're staffing it until then. If it takes off, in the last 3 weeks, we've had like 25 kids, middle school and high school, so looking good.
But we're, you know, we're going to be going after some funding for that, whether it's through people that want to designate donations or grant funding or that sort of thing. But we'd like to really look at expanding that. Okay. So that's a new service.
How are you making out with your revenue programs?
Okay. I mean, you know, our revenue programs is mostly our before and after school program. Yeah. Our summer camp did pretty well this year, but we also had a pretty sizable...
More number, higher numbers?
We did. Good. We did. You know, parents were unsure, you know, the same as with school, sending their kids to camp, but we did pretty well. We did get a pretty sizable donation from the congregation at Pine Knolls Church. They helped us with some programming this year. But we did do okay with summer camp. We made a small profit there this year.
Okay. And have you received your funding from the Horsemen's Association?
The casino?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, that was for the teen center, and we designated that right there.
Yeah, we...
Yep.
I'm on the board of directors for that, as you know, and well received by everyone. Probably, I think you had hope for like 13,000.
Yeah, you know, you can't hurt.
So we only had 25 to divvy up among like 40 groups.
Yeah.
So it was a little challenging.
That's okay. We were looking for some staffing for that because right now I have to do it with my current staff, and actually I've been doing it, which I enjoy doing. But I'd like to, you know, add some staff to that at some point. Mm-hmm. But right now we've got, through the Community Coalition, we're hiring a new youth coordinator, and we're actually carving out some of their time so that they're working on Tuesday evenings and they can be some supervised. So just some creative stuff.
Okay, good.
So, yeah, we, you know, we can live with 2%.
I'm sorry.
You know the old building up for sale?
Yes.
Not likely. I mean, we're hoping that maybe I should... close on that before.
Yes.
Correct, because we had spoken with the woman that was going to be buying it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, because that takes away our holiday site, but we'll figure it out.
Yeah, we've got some work to spell. Well, I need to okay it, but we've got to move. We're having the tank pumped out.
Okay.
I don't know whether we're removing it or filling it, but you know, we got to take care of it from an environmental standpoint so that we can move forward with the sale. Before we can do that, I got to move the AC unit.
Oh, absolutely. We understood. Once it was like they're under contract.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I think I know that because we're still under contract to sell it.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, we'll have to. You know, we're investing money into get it to where we can sell it.
Sure.
But our hope is to get this all buttoned up in the next couple of weeks, and then they'll be in charge of it.
Right. No worries. We'll figure it out. It's just when we do it, when we try to do the holiday stuff out of the community center, we just have no storage.
Yeah.
And we have to shut programs down, and I don't want to do that for 3-4 weeks.
Yeah.
So we'll find another spot. We'll figure it out.
How much space do you need?
It's really to when the gifts start coming in. People bring, you know, you've seen it, big garbage bags of stuff, and I mean, it used to be we would take up one whole room,
mm-hmm.
And I just don't have the room in the big hall to shut that down. So,
would you consider? I mean, we have rooms in our building out front where the historian is. Do you want to take a look at that?
Is that where the police were at one point? Okay,
yeah.
Right.
You can take a look at space over there.
Okay.
I think the only thing that we're doing in there is the office for the historian.
She's taken
Bridges
over
there.
Pretty much that whole main room. The other rooms, I don't know that they would
she'd
be big enough for you guys.
The only problem with down here is location.
It's not convenient.
It's not convenient, you know, and we'd have to hump everything down here.
Yeah, no, I
we'll figure out how. We're trying to think out of the box, so we'll figure it out.
Got a climate-controlled space? You want to have heat in there, or can it be cold
storage? Doesn't need to be heated. I mean, we bumped the heat up a little bit when we were using the old town hall.
Well, I was just thinking.
Yeah, but they paid for 6 months of utilities.
Yeah.
So
we did. Yeah.
I was just thinking like a big storage unit that could be delivered on site or something like that, and then
that's possible because we don't want to just do it. One of the suggestions was just as the stuff comes in, have the folks come in and get it, but then it kind of takes away the making it an event, and then, and the people like to have to be involved. office, but we'll figure it out.
What about Father Tony over there?
We're in talks with
him. I was going to say, because they've got room over there. He's a wonderful man to work with.
Oh, yeah. We work with him with they know.
Yeah, okay. That's good.
Okay. Right. Any other questions for me on what we're doing? Okay.
Good.
No questions. Awesome. Keep up the work.
Thank you. Can I just hang out here, though, because I'm going to be coming to the 7 o'clock? Sure. Okay.
That is public meeting.
I know. I'm on the library board now.
Oh, so yeah.
You did. So you have that capacity for different animals. So. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thank you.
Yeah. Can we have Paul come in?
Yes, please.
So highway next. We'll start in the general fund. So that's A3310, traffic control.
Hello, everyone.
Oh,
Paul.
How are
you? We're almost back on track. Only 5 minutes late.
It probably sounds like good.
Thank you.
3310?
A3310.
All right. Traffic control. Let's see. Looking down at contractual. The request for signs was 4,000. We kept that the same at 4,000. Road striping, we had 40,000. Actually, Paul's request was 40,000. I cut that down to 20,000 because, remembering that this is a sales tax funded account, and if you look at the previous year, I don't think we did any striping, did we? 2000?
No, because you cut all the funds that year, so we didn't do any. So some of the roads haven't been striped in over 3 years.
And so there was an issue with that. There was also an issue with actually getting paint, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Is that over?
That's all been over, yeah. They got good paint now, so.
Didn't know if it was on the ships in the harbors that can't get in the port, though.
Well, that was the 2019 with the paint. Yeah. And the 20, they had the paint again. And then last year, we cut everything. So that's why I was trying to get all the roads back up and striped, because there's some of them that are real dark now because there's no paint left.
Yeah. My thought on that is, we skipped a year. We'll do half of what you wanted to do this year and then the other half next year and try and get them all within 2 years of being painted. So the total for the 0.4 account in this budget would be 24,000 versus the request for 44,000.
I don't know enough about the topic. Like, do we have any requirements? We don't need to do it now. We require by law. Do we have any exposure?
Once the roads strike, they're supposed to stay striped. Once they've been on the logbooks, and they've been all been on the logbooks that we normally do.
Right, but was there a definition on what stripe means? I mean, they are striped, they're just getting a little thing,
they're
right?
Getting really
That's
thick,
all I just so. Curious. Do we have any exposure of not striping the roads that we need to be aware of?
I'll be very selective when I go through and do the half, so.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Anything else on that? What's the next to come?
A5010.
A5010 is highway superintendent. You probably weren't here, Paul, when I said for salaries. I plugged in a 3% across the board for everybody. As you know, that's like one of the last things we take up. Obviously, by law, we're going to have to set elected officials' salaries. Is that the end of October? End of October.
Prior to the public hearing.
Prior to the public hearing on the budget. So we'll be having greater discussions on that, but that's what the placeholder is right now. Obviously, with the union, they're covered by contract, so we have what the contract had in there. I think, did we plug in a number?
You don't have anything right now because they have no contract.
I know, but for...
We plugged in 3%.
I think we plugged in 3%, but obviously that will be negotiated with the union folks.
Can I make a comment on that when you do the... budget where the contract, when you do percentages, the hires walk away from the lowers. Mm-hmm. That's why back when I was on the other side, we always went for a dollar amount say a quarter or 50 cents, whatever they're going for. That way everybody stays equal. The higher people don't walk away from the lower people. And because it does cause conflict between the guys, I can tell you that. That's just my opinion. I just wanted to put that out there.
Duly noted.
Thank you.
So going down through the list, so we'll start with equipment. First item we have is miscellaneous office equipment. You're looking for 50. We left that at 50. Copier fax, you requested 500. We put the 500 in. So the total 0.2 account is 550, same as requested. Under contractual for mileage and meals, you requested 2200. We put 2200 in. Postage, 40. We put what you requested in. Printing, same there, $50. Same with dues, $250. Equipment repairs, and this is for the office. What, you have vehicle in there? How could it be office and vehicle?
That's always been on there. I don't know why.
You ever do a vehicle repair with it?
No.
Anyway, you requested $75. We left it in there. Same with advertising at $200. Attorney fees at $500. We left it at $500. Telephone, $1,000, which is what you had requested. Same with internet service at we did put in what you requested, $1,380, which is up about $380 over the adopted budget last year.
But right now I'm short on that because of all the changes we did that I didn't know were coming about, and our internet went way up.
How short are you on that?
I've been rolling money every month for it, to pay it.
Yes, so your telco expenses are going to go away as soon as we get the circuit delivered here, which is getting heated up right now.
I just finally took the old modem back to Spectrum, so we're not being billed for that. Yeah. That's been sitting back there for 5 months on the floor.
Yeah, we've got an issue going on between two companies, so we're going to delay the transition.
I saw the bill, I got scared.
So that telephone allocation will be able to help.
That'll be able to once we get squared away.
You won't have local long distance charges there anymore.
The office cleaning supplies, you requested 1,000, we left it at 1,000. Special matters, 300, we left it at 300. Computer services, same, 1,800. Miscellaneous, 100. So the total 0.4 account. You had requested $8,895. That's the amount we put in the budget. Total appropriations request, you had requested $95,509, and the tentative has $96,459. And what's the Mexico? Oh, any questions on that? Sorry.
A5132.
5132 is Highway Garage. And under contractual printing, request was for 150, remained the same. Equipment repairs, $1,500. Wait, is this a double page? It says office vehicle or other. Is that different?
This is the garage that was, I don't know why.
The other one
says office.
The other one would be for the highway superintendent's truck. Right. This is for.
I thought I had deja vu there from. Where did I leave off here? Maintenance agreements. You requested $2,900. We left that the same, which is up $300 from last year. And then electric utility, requested $30,000. We put the $30,000 in. The adopted budget had $32,500, but that's because we didn't know.
We still don't know for a full year yet of what the new furnaces are going to
be. Okay. And we think the $30,000
is going to be probably over.
Okay. Telephone, 1560, same as last year. We left that the same for this year. Fuel tank testing, 750. Left that in that what you requested. Supplies, 900, the same. Marking, line, paint, have $100 request in there. We put that in. Building repairs, $20,000 was the request. We left that the same. And then for miscellaneous, we had $900 request. We left that the same. Cleaning, $1,000 request. We left that the same. And drinking water, $700 was a request. We left that the same. $700. Why is it $100 less than last year? Less that.
Our water's gone down. Our water usage.
Okay. That's okay.
Service.
Well, we also changed services, and we're getting a
Well, that's right. I think it's a little bit cheaper.
A little cheaper now.
So the point four account, the request was $60,460, and the town budget includes the same. Any questions with that? What's the next?
We can move into the town outside fund, so B. $8,540. Drainage.
8540?
Yes.
Drainage. Under personnel services, well, we do that as part of the compensation at the end. Let's just get down to stormwater plan, MS4. The request was for $2,500. We kept that the same. It was the same as last year. And so the total appropriation request for 2022 was $10,443. Tentative budget has $10,618. Any questions on that page? Right. We'll head next.
Move into the DBs. So DB 5110.
DB 5110. Highway general repairs. Then we got the highway union employees in there. That would be contract dependent. So under contractual, the dry wells.
The employees I had put in for three, and I thought we'd at least get the one back that we lost this year. If I don't, I don't know if I'm going to be able to handle taking care of the fire company and emergency squad for plowing anymore, because I'm going to have to take the guy out of that small truck and put him in a big truck.
So
I'm running short on people, especially with wing people. I'm not getting anybody applying.
Well, the wing people would be part-time.
Yeah, they're part-time, but I need the bodies in the trucks if I can't get them part-time, which I have. Last year, I was down a truck because we had the accident. Mm-hmm. And so I was down a driver in a truck, so it was really tough with running five trucks instead of six. And mm-hmm. We're getting bigger in town with more roads and going to have to sooner or later put a seventh on. Mm-hmm.
So. The challenge for us is that this budget is completely funded by sales tax. And as you know, with adding full-time employees,
you got
it's
all
not just a salary. We've got the benefits package and everything that goes with that. On the reduced position, we can have further conversations on that.
Yeah,
talk about the board meeting.
That's kind of really hurting right now because some projects had to be pushed off because every week I got guys trying to use their vacation before winter hits. Mm-hmm. So I'm out three guys every week for the last month and a half. So it's limited the work I can get done with enough people.
How many full-time employees you got now?
10.
How many did you have 5 years ago?
5 years ago, there was 12.
All right. And the town just keeps growing and growing and growing. We're using less people than we got less people now than we did 5 years ago. That doesn't make any sense to me. You know, we have a commitment to the town residents to give them the services that they expect. And I know the plowing isn't quite what it used to be. You know, and people have to get out of their houses in the morning and stuff. And we start cutting back. In a big snowstorm, these people can't make it to work on time. You know why? Because we haven't got the people out there plowing the roads. You know, and I think a request for one more body is reasonable. It's like I say, do the math. This town is just growing and growing and growing. And we're using less employees than we did 4 or 5 years ago. It doesn't make sense to me.
So does anyone recall the conversation that we had last year regarding highway employees? Numbers?
I do not.
If you recall, we had a reduction in one.
Right.
Do you remember why there was a reduction in one?
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
because we didn't have the funding at the time.
But we're open, as you mentioned already, to have a discussion.
Yeah, we'll have more conversation on that.
What next?
So I don't know if we went through dry wells.
No, we're down to contractual.
Okay, so dry wells, 3,500 was the request. Remains in the tentative. Same with the marking paint, 500. Trees, 8,000. Miscellaneous, 500. Road materials and shoulders, 12 grand. Guardrails and road safety, 7,000. Culverts, 3,000. All that was what the superintendent requested. I kept that in. So total in the point four account is 34,500 that was requested, and that's what the tentative. So the total appropriation request for DB 5110 account requested was 414,589. Last year's adopted budget, we had 334,700, and so in the tentative, it's actually higher by about 9,000, almost 9,000 at 343,500. Any questions on that? Highway improvements. DB 5112. For crack seal, the request was for 8,200. That's included in the tentative. Cold in place recycling, the request was 82,318. That's included in the tentative. Blacktop Nova chip, 276,464. I left that the same in the tentative. That's about 56,000 more than we had in the adopted budget last year. Any questions on that?
No. So the backup for that,
sorry.
Which roads are getting overlaid,
yeah,
is the white page after the budget sheet.
Does anybody want to go through that?
I will.
No good. Mm-hmm. All right. So we'll move on to
DB 5130.
5130, highway machinery. Miscellaneous, I'm sorry, wrong line. Listed equipment below. Highway superintendent had requested $454,674. I went over the list and I'll show you what my thoughts were, but I put in $124,840. And if you look at equipment repairs on the contractual, the request was for $33,150. I've got $17,650 in the tentative. The request for maintenance agreements was $1,700. I left that the same. Small tools, $700. I left that the same. Supplies, $3,200. I left that the same. Paint was $900. I left that the same. Miscellaneous was $3,000. I kept that in the tentative. Vehicle inspections, $550. That's included as the same. Parts is $41,000. I kept that the same. Insurance equipment, vehicle liability request was $24,875. That's also in the tentative. So the total for the point four account, the request was $109,075, and tentative budget has $93,575. And you want to go through equipment list now, or any questions on what we just went over?
Well, the equipment repairs is you took out all the tires from what I can see, and
we shouldn't have. What number is repairs?
The equipment repairs is 405.
405. 405. We should have the tires in there. Did we take out tires?
I had requested $33,150 and you put in
$17,650. Yeah, let's see
there. That comes out to the total $515,500.
We gotta have tires. So
yeah, I just lost two today.
Where was that paid? Is it on this sheet?
Yeah.
Yeah, these are the equipment repairs are at the near the bottom.
Oh, okay. All right. I don't see tires.
Oh, so that's about 15,000 in tires, is what you're saying?
Well, yes. The math does have the 15.5 missing. Yeah, that should be included in that. Will we leave something out?
No. But we can add it back in. Right.
Yeah. Yeah, that should have been in there.
Those things are going out of reach.
That whole budget line item went back to the 32,150.
So it should be, yeah, it should be, because everything there has to be, you know, it wears out, so my thought was included. So is that 33,000? No, it's not right. Is it 33,150 for the whole all of those repairs?
Yes.
All right. So we'll put that back in, or we'll bump it up to 33,150 from what we have now, which is
17,650.
All right. Everybody's okay with that? So that's 33,150.
Advance.
So that's going to increase that number appropriately at the bottom for the 4.4 account. Anything else under contractual?
I'm just going to turn that light on in the other vestibule if they're going to be coming in.
Not under contractual for me.
So going under purchases of equipment, as you know, we had to postpone the purchase of the mower. And part of that discussion was we take a look at adding it back in for the 2022 budget. So I put that in, and Yeah, roadside mower, $124,840. Do we know if that's a state contract price?
Yes, it is. It's gone up 21% since this year. Yes.
Can I ask you a quick question on that line item? What's your reference to 15% from 2021? Were you implying
that was the 15% the state contract went up on that product.
All right. That's not relevant to the number then.
The truck went up to 20%.
And then Paul had requested a new tractor, tandem dump with plows for $252,210, new equipment trailer at $29,534,000, a water tank at $4,000, hot box for road work at $34,200, grade oil replacement bucket $8,100, white nozzle for the sweeper at $1,050, and a pole saw at $700. And worked with our budget constraints. I thought that the at this time the appropriate purchase for next year would be the roadside mower, and look at purchasing the tandem dump truck possibly next year in the 23 budget.
Well, there's one thing I really need to add in is that grade all bucket, because the one that's on there, I've had three guys come to give me an estimate on rebuilding it in case we didn't put it in, and they said it's not worth it as bad as it's wore out. And
$8,000 is a lot of money for a bucket.
I know it is.
And I know that you use it a lot. And that's another piece of equipment that, you know,
it's getting old and tired.
Replacing. Yeah. It's broken down a lot.
But you're there, you're looking for a new one, you're looking at over $400,000.
Oh, yeah, I know. That's why it's not in this budget.
I know. That's why I didn't even dare put it on.
And that's something that gets used. I mean, that's used throughout the entire year. Yeah.
I even ran it today.
So, any other thoughts on that?
Well, I mean, we got a we got to see where we can find maybe some money for that, if that's a need, if I'm hearing.
Yeah, that's a need for that. The bucket is a need. That's a ditching bucket. It's what we use 90% of the time on the machine. Mm-hmm. The stump bucket, we don't use as much as that.
Was some of your reasoning not to invest more in a machine ahead of your replacement?
That's where I was going with, because $8,000 is...
But then also we use it every day.
Yeah. I mean, I've seen all the repairs on it. I mean, I think it's got three different separate lines of weld on it right now.
On the bucket?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's been pieced together and repaired, and it's just gone thin, and the pinholes would have to be redone, all new plates and redone to make it a new pin go in it, and it's, they tell me it's just not worth it. And that's getting three prices right there. That's the cheapest out of three.
When you buy a new Gradle, is the bucket...
Is the bucket included? No.
So if we were to buy a new bucket... A new Gradle, we would already have
to buy a Gradle, and the bucket doesn't come with it.
The next question.
Call it Grade.
But this bucket will not fit a new one.
It won't.
No, they changed the design.
So if we were to buy a new bucket this year, it wouldn't fit a new Gradle?
In 3 years.
In three years or four years, only went to buy one, though.
I think it's a better use of money to put that $8,000 toward the purchase of a new one following year than the. Buy it and use
but
it.
I wouldn't have one to use. It's coming apart, and I haven't even been able to find a used one. I've been online with the bone yards and everything. And yeah. I can find a used machine, but no buckets.
Yeah. They get beat up pretty good. I'd rather put the money towards a new one when you can.
But in the meantime, what do you do when you need
you gotta have something
to work a piece of equipment?
It's not unusable. It's all being used down on Peter Road. It's being used.
Yeah, but it won't last much longer. I know that. So,
is there a consideration to put a contingency in and let's not spend it if we don't have to? Because I don't want to invest in an old piece of equipment. I'm hearing about a piece of equipment that's more got a better chance of breaking.
It's a 2001, so it's...
20 put continues
20 year old machine.
Yeah. Well, if the statement is accurate that it's got a better chance of breaking than not in the coming year, we probably might want to put something somewhere, or just remember the conversation. We might have to pull it out of something. Mm-hmm. And I would agree that I would much rather not invest in something we're going to be replacing, but at the same time, we got to be able to do the job. So.
I like that idea. How do we go about it?
Have contingency?
Yeah.
Well, you can put it in the budget with the hope that we make it through another year without having to buy it. And then it's accounted for.
Run until it dies and pull the money out. Yeah. Put the money in the budget. And it dies, we'll pull it out. Hopefully it doesn't die. We can put it toward the new one.
Yeah, and I mean, as you know, we don't...
Because I don't like putting money in 20-year-old equipment either, but you got to have it to work.
How many hours are on that machine?
The hour meter broke and we didn't replace it.
Did it break at like 999, 999?
No, it's not that. I couldn't... Gotcha. Off the top of my
head. You said it's 20 years old, though.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I think it was 10 when we got it, right? 10 years old?
It was 8.
Eight.
Yeah, we traded in another 18-year-old machine for it.
Any like DOT anybody looking to sell any at their auction?
I haven't seen any yet. There's some down in Florida, but I haven't been able to go look at them.
I'll go look at them.
Hurricane.
On highway.
So put it in an agreement that it's not going to be spent. We don't need to. It's not like.
So you got that different. Alright, so we'll pull that out, add that under tentative. So that's going to increase the number by 8,100 at the bottom. Okay. Anything else?
DB 5140.
CB 5140 is a highway miscellaneous brush and weeds. And I don't think I changed anything on the request. We've got on the landscaping request for $400. That's in there. Miscellaneous, $2,700. That's in there. So total appropriation request for the account was $3,100. And tentative includes $3,100, which is the same in the adopted budget. Do we use any of that this year?
I have to check. Okay. I'll talk about it.
Any of which?
The what we had in the adopted budget for 2021?
Yeah.
We use it?
Yeah. Actually, yeah, that could...
I'd say there's half your bucket right there this year. All right. Any questions on that? Next account, highway snow removal. Skipping down to contractual gasoline diesel, and the request was for $80,000. That's in the budget. It's actually $15,000 higher than last year. Road salt, the request was for $180,000. That's in the budget. It's $5,000 more than last year's figure. Request for sand was $7,000. That remains the same. That's in the budget. So the total 0.4 account request was for $267,000, and that's the same at $267,000. Any questions on that?
No.
Highway employee benefits, it is what it is.
Yeah.
So, we'll be taking that up for discussion on the next board meeting as far as our insurance, health insurance plans. We'll need to move forward on that so we can start the contract negotiations.
Right. I didn't see anything like it is what it is, and I'll let us move forward.
I know we're going to discuss salary later. I know we already agreed we talked about the short personnel highway, but why do we have such a high increase on highway snow removal under personnel?
Like that was with the more people. That was
right,
we split it twice a year.
It's split
two
accounts. Snow removal and what's the other one?
General highway.
General highway.
You were talking about adding one more person and two more people.
That was in there as three people because back in 2019 I was supposed to be able to hire two, but because of COVID, we froze everything.
Yeah,
so.
You answered my question. I was trying to tie it to a number of bodies to see how that got so high, but you just said three people.
Thank we had froze it in 2019 when I was going to hire two. Mm-hmm. Or was it 20? I get mixed up now with COVID. When we froze all the accounts, I didn't hire anybody, so, and then we ended up losing one. Mm-hmm.
People coming in to work here.
Yeah.
So, we want to go into revenues? Is that what we're looking at now?
We can discuss that if you like.
Is there anything else on the highway? Okay. So, under revenues, just want everybody to know sales tax. We used $1,650,256 last year to fund the highway budget. This year, the tentative budget has $1.743 million in sales tax. So you can see that just to go with what's in the tentative budget, we're having to utilize about almost another $100,000 in sales tax revenue. We project we'll get about $3,000 in interest. We don't have anything budgeted for sale of equipment. CHIPS funding, we talked about that at the beginning of the meeting. Our adopted budget last year, we had budgeted or accounted for $120,000, and that got whacked, as you heard, by how much was it? I can't remember. It was a good amount.
In 2020, it got whacked.
Oh, I'm sorry, 2020.
Yeah, it was
and
20,
that's why it went down to $65,000. The adopted budget had $120,000. Did we receive all that?
Not yet. We normally put in some at the end.
December, yeah.
Okay. So the estimate for this year, we believe, Paul, you can speak on this, is $150,000 based on what you're hearing.
Yep.
Which would be up a little bit, about $30,000 over last year. Hopefully we would get it all.
Well, the conference I was just at, they're talking, it's all there, and as long as we put in for it, we should be getting it. Okay. And they're talking about staying flat, but with the new governor and everything, they're not sure where it's going to go. But by the lobbyist we had there, they said it's pretty sure it's just probably going to stay flat for 1 year.
Okay. Sure.
So. Good. That was a very interesting conversation that was going on in that meeting, because you got all the highway superintendents from across New York State there, and we're all concerned because that's our livelihood. That's what gets us through things. And there's a couple of them that's all they have. That's it, small towns.
So what you're saying is it could be worse?
Oh, it could be. Okay. It could be a lot worse.
Anything else? We will have more conversation on the request for additional.
Thank you. Alrighty, count 7140, which is playgrounds and recreation. For personnel, we did a placeholder of 3% for all employees, recognizing anybody who's a new hire would be removed from the budget amount of the 3% increase. And we will take up salaries as we customarily do at the end of the budget process. under the equipment request, the .1 account, portable fences, the request was for $2,200. That is included in the tentative. Disc golf baskets, I think that's to expand our frisbee golf opportunities. The request was $4,000. That is included in the budget. Tractor and or accessories, request was for $2,200. I reduced that to $1,000. There was a request for a $44,000 Toro Groundmaster mower. I did not include that in the budget. There was a request for a tailgate salt spreader, $2,100. I reduced that to $750 for a salt spreader that can be utilized on the back of the tractor that we recently purchased down there, in an effort to save money. And there was a request for a striping machine at $3,000. I kept that in the tentative. Portable generator request was for that piece of equipment at $600. That's included in the tentative. And a fire truck spring rider, which I believe is to replace either damaged or irreparable toy that we have down there, a ride for our kids at $1,000. I did not put that back in. So the .2 account, the request was for $59,100, and I have in the tentative budget $11,550. Any questions on that?
Yeah, on the mower. What year is that mower, dude?
This would be a brand new.
No, mower. The one you got that we're going to replace.
This machine could possibly replace as many as two or three other pieces of equipment that I have. One of them is a 94, one of them is a 98, I believe, and then possibly with the right attachments, it could replace the 1984 Kubota tractor as well.
And the one you got now, you've got a piece of equipment now that does some of these?
We currently have a Toro Groundsmaster with a cab that has a 72-inch mower deck. It also has a front-mounted snow thrower that we use for sidewalks and the ice rink, and when we have large piles that we can't move other ways. Granted, we do have the tractor now, which makes moving those larger piles a little bit easier. I guess if I could start by just saying that as a whole, I'm very happy with the tentative budget that the supervisors put together across all of my department. I understand that this $44,000 ask is a big ask, especially in the year following, the bulk of the COVID pandemic. My concern is that down at the rec, we have a lot of area that we maintain, and the park is growing. We're looking to expand on what we have to offer down there, so the maintenance that we're going to be doing is going to expand as well. A lot of the equipment that we have is very old. It's becoming increasingly expensive and difficult to repair and maintain all that equipment. So, having said that, and again, realizing that $40,000 at a time, that's a lot to ask for, I guess if we pass on this at this point, I would ask that the rec committee and the supervisor's office, maybe we could work together to create some sort of a long-term equipment replacement plan, where maybe we look at putting away a little bit of money each year, and then every 3 or 4 years we could have enough sort of saved up to make one of these larger purchases. The reality of it is, because we do so many different types of maintenance down there, if you don't want to have like one machine that can only do one thing, if you want to have these sort of machines like this that can do multiple things or could be used year round, they cost a lot of money. So if you don't want to have those $30,000 or $40,000 a year asks, then maybe we could come up with some long-term plan or solution.
The piece of equipment you put in for us, and you said it can do like jobs with 2 or 3 other pieces of equipment. None of your equipment down there is new or by any stretch of the imagination. I walked in there, it looked like an antique show in there. I mean, and you guys do a great job. When I went in that day, him and Roy had a piece of equipment parked all over the place. How Roy put them all back together, I don't know. But, I mean, and that saves us a lot of money. But eventually, each one of those pieces of equipment is going to have to be replaced. Sure. And this is something we can look at. Like Peter, I like Peter's idea of looking forward, because if we don't replace it now, we're going to have to replace a bunch of stuff, in the future. And I think it's a good idea to look ahead and see if we can appropriate money maybe every year, get startup fund or something where we appropriate some funds every year. To get to that point, we can get that one piece of machinery. One of these other three are dying, and we can put them right, we can get it right in place. And like he said, too, that place is only getting bigger down there.
Yeah.
It's not getting any smaller. And we need the equipment to do the jobs, but it's a good idea to think ahead a little bit and plan for a big piece of equipment like that, because that is a lot of money. $45,000 is a lot of money.
With the rack, it's things like the highway with the truck that they like, this, I get it. I understand that things are falling apart. Things need to be maintained, and it'd be nice to be able to go out and buy something new, and that you might be able to have the attachments to be able to do 3 or 4 different jobs with it. I get it. I understand. I was a little shocked with the price myself at $44,000.
I think I wasn't trying to eavesdrop, but I think I heard Paul mention, the amount that state contracts have jumped and the amount that equipment prices, it's going up and up and up and up. I mean, if we were to buy this machine today, it would be in the neighborhood of $40,000. And I said, what's a realistic number, since we wouldn't be looking to get this thing until January 1st? And the guy said, if you're going to send me a PO on January 1st, try $44,000. That might not even be enough to do it, because they're expecting multiple increases between now and the end of the year. So, again, I totally get that, and we don't have to, beat that to death. Again, I hope I'm here for the long haul. So I want to start maybe as a department head thinking about longer-term planning for replacement of equipment. If I could touch on just a couple of the small equipment pieces real quick, For the tractor accessories, there were 3 things that I had hoped to purchase for that $2,100. One is wheel weights, which is something that the Capital Tractor, our dealer, does recommend, because that tractor is a bit unstable with such a large bucket, and it is nice having the 84-inch bucket. It moves a lot of material, but the wheel weights were something that we viewed as pretty essential. I could certainly get that for that $1,000. The other 2 items were pallet forks and then the hard top. I guess the hard top, if I'm being 100% honest, is probably not a necessity. I could let that go. That was only $400 or $500. The pallet forks are something that we feel would be very useful. We do a lot of moving of soccer goals and bleachers and picnic tables and benches. We'd get deliveries of pallets of field liner and field paint and different deliveries where forks would be very useful. So if there's any wiggle room at all, maybe we could somehow split the difference and see that $1,000 grow a little bit to include, give me enough to get the forks and the wheel weight. So I think like in the neighborhood of $1,600 to $1,700, something like that. I should have it in front of me, but I apologize, I don't.
So my thought process on the $1,000 was for the pallet fork.
Oh, okay.
And the reason that I did not have money in there, and the pallet fork for under $1,000, probably $700, $600, $700. The reason I didn't budget money for wheel weights is I need to know whether those wheels are filled in the back for calcium.
They are filled. We paid extra for that, and I verified with Capital Tractor that they did fill them.
And you still have trouble lifting? I use the same tractor, and I don't have trouble lifting.
We unfortunately do, and when I spoke to Jason, when I spoke to the rep from Capital Tractor, they said with this particular model of tractor, they have had, you know, this particular issue, and they said it was a quick and easy fix. The wheel weights, I think they were in the neighborhood of $800 for the wheel weights. He said that would make all the difference in the world. So again, this is not my area of expertise. I would defer to you. If you don't think the wheel weights would benefit us, then by all means, we'll take the pallet forks and we'll...
Well, I want to maximize the lifting capacity of the tractor, no question about it. I didn't realize that maybe ours has wheel weights, I don't have to look, but I knew having them filled presented enough ballast for just about anything you could pick up. And the problem with that tractor is it is so powerful. You want to pick up something just because you have wheel weights because it's heavy, you can do
sure,
it.
Sure, sure.
Because you still have issues
right.
If you're turning. So,
right.
You know, one of the ways we did it for years is you can put a 3-point hitch implement on the back, whether it's a mower, you know, or something, and that gives you
counterbalance.
That's a very
counterbalance, and you're not spending on pieces of
sure.
steel, you're actually getting a piece of equipment. So getting back to the conversation on the tractor, what I heard and I saw in your description was you could replace up to 3 mowers. So at $44,000, that tractor, one of the reasons, and I want to back up too because mm-hmm. there's kind of a false narrative here. We have been moving forward to upgrade our equipment down there. We have almost a new tractor down there.
Mm-hmm.
It seemed like it wasn't pointed out here in the earlier discussion. But we're moving in that direction. And one of the reasons that we went for a tractor that is that size is so you could have bigger implements, cover bigger territory. One of the ways you do that, instead of investing in a $44,000 mowing machine, if you're looking to replace 3 mowers, buy a 3-point hitch finish mower. They make them with bat wings. You could cover 12 feet in one swath. And I guarantee you it's not going to be $44,000. It would be less than half of that cost. But I think you need to look into that a little further
okay.
to get a bigger bang for your buck. But at the end of the day, I will tell you, I'm very sensitive about money we put in the rec. My complete focus primarily is what are we doing to expand recreational opportunities. And when we make purchases, you know, if the board moves forward with a $44,000, we're not expanding one recreational opportunity down there. So, you know, there's a balance involved in there. And so that's why you see the numbers in the budget that I put forward.
I can appreciate that. Okay. Well, I guess the next thing that I wanted to kind of point out was the tailgate salt spreader. And again, I know that you mentioned the possibility of using the tractor. This particular spreader that I'm looking for would go on the back of the truck, and it would probably get used, honestly, here between this building and the annex more than it would get used at the park. We could bring the tractor over here and do it every morning when it snows or freezing rain or we get a storm, but the concern is
the highway doesn't park.
Well, the highway department cannot get here before all the employees get here. My crew is the first one on site. We do the snow removal here. We do the sidewalks. We treat the sidewalks. What happened three or four times this past winter was after all the employees got here, I received a call, and essentially, I mean, I did it a couple times myself. My staff had to come back and hand salt around all the vehicles and around the mailbox and different places. Again, this is a relatively small sander that we can, you know, load by hand from the stockpile at the highway. It would allow us to treat those areas before the cars get there. The highway can still come in and do their bulk sanding that they do. Same thing at the park. I mean, there's areas around the gate. There's a sidewalk along the main entrance, and then the main parking area by the sledding hill and ice rink. Those areas, typically, we are hand salting with 5-gallon pails. So, again, I think this has been in the budget before, requested before, and it has not been approved. And I'm sure there's good reason for that on the board's part. What I was going to suggest is if we do forego that spreader, taking that $750 and adding it to the $1,000 currently allotted for the tractor accessories would, again, be exactly enough to cover the quoted cost of the wheel weights and the pallet forks.
I think when I was going through the budget and I was reading the supporting documents, I can't find it right now. I think when you requested this spreader, it was for use in the park as well. And so my thinking on that was, you know, tractors in the park most of the time, you know, you just throw it on the back of the tractor and you can do what you have to do.
We may even have a, would that fertilizer spreader that we have over there, would that work for salt, do you think?
It's a cycle.
Cylindrical?
Yeah.
Cone, yeah.
That's what we use.
Okay. So we can.
I mean, you can get a new one if that one doesn't work. You can get plastic ones, I think, for $600.
Okay.
Well, then. Wouldn't cover over here. We're not going to hold the tractor back.
Well, but what I would suggest, I mean, what I'd be willing to do is reach out to Paul and try to make an arrangement where we can get our schedules a little more synced so that maybe he can get a truck here a little bit sooner.
So their priority, my understanding is their priority is the firehouse, emergency squad, and us.
Okay.
But. You know, if it's a matter of salting and sanding the non-pedestrian areas, I mean, the parking area, you know, we should be able to get that done, especially before employees get here. Their schedule's modified now for paving.
Okay.
Well, actually, they're probably back on the regular schedule, but that's one thing we should be able to work out, you know. You know, as far as the park, though, you know, I'm on board and it's budgeted for having it for, you know, tractor attachment in the park.
Okay. All right. I appreciate that. That spring rider, I just wanted to touch on real quick. Although our universal playground phase one is mostly complete.
It's complete. We got our check.
Oh, okay. Good.
That's complete.
Good. I can permanently install the benches now.
Yeah.
The main playground behind the maintenance building continues to be incredibly popular, and one of the most popular pieces of equipment we had was this 2-kid race car spring rocker that unfortunately one spring, leaf spring broke, then the other leaf spring broke. Best guess is this thing is 20 to 30 years old. There is no direct replacement that I've been able to find. I have not been able to find replacement springs. There's, I guess, the chance you could find someone to manufacture something, but I did go out and I found a price of $1,000 for what I thought was an attractive fire truck colored and shaped spring rider. If it's not there, will anybody miss it? I don't know, but I can tell you the other one was very popular, and next to it is the space shuttle. rocker that we have. So I would think that that one, without that fire truck one, I think that rocket ship is going to see lots and lots and lots of use, and it's only a one kid, so it won't surprise me when that,
similar,
that spring lets
like
loose.
Modern type toy out there that's similar in cost?
You know, I could look some more. Again, it's amazing how popular these things are, and I did go and look, and basically all of the major playground manufacturers make toys like this. Some of them were very excited. I included three quotes. The $1,000, and actually, again, if we were to purchase it right now, I think it's less than $800. I built in a little.
You have money in this year's budget?
A little extra. Not within the equipment budget, I don't think. But there's always the chance that we could transfer something, or purchase it out of contract. I don't know what the life expected. That's a question for you.
I could look and see. We can always transfer. Like you're saying, if there's money left in the rec budget, put it into the equipment if we can do something this year.
Yeah, we can get out of this year's budget.
Okay.
Get the same thing for, and I'll take it off budget for 2022.
Sure.
Speaking of the equipment down there, though, I've had several people approach me and say that some of that equipment's been there for 25 years.
Or longer.
Do we have any long-term plan to replace some of that stuff? One lady said that some of the stuff's rusting and stuff, and you know, I certainly wouldn't want to see anybody get hurt on it, but I think it's time maybe we looked ahead.
Are you talking about playground equipment?
Playground equipment. Mm-hmm. Some of it's been there forever. Mm-hmm. And people have asked me, you know, this stuff is really old and it's getting beat up, and it's is there any plans in...
How about the squeaking on the swing?
Yeah, all the from what I've told, it's all been there, you know, probably too long. But I don't know if we've got any plans or any money and any funds anywhere where we can look forward to maybe replacing some of that equipment down there.
Well, you know, part of that replacement or improvement program was why we moved forward with the Universal Playground.
Right.
Because we hadn't done an upgrade in playground equipment.
Sure.
Long time. Well, you know what? I think the last time we did it when Senator Bruno got us $24,000 grant.
Yeah, right, yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
But people love that other playground. I've had a lot of positive comments on it, especially the splash pad. The kids love it.
And now we're going to have to.
Did we win right
expand our parking.
The splash pad?
Yeah.
We have not.
What's that?
We've not.
I was just curious when we're going to win it right there. We don't need to yet.
The first week of November is when we typically start the winterization of all of the irrigation lines and things. Parkatex, as you saw the drone photos, Parkatex is supposed to be back on site when we do shut down for the winter to do a little more training with my staff. We're also looking at a few little touch-up areas in the concrete that may help to make it a little more aesthetically pleasing, those seat walls. To JD's point about the other playground, we do typically look at, you know, one or two of those pieces and say, all right, what can we put a coat of paint on? What is looking a little rusty? What has maybe boards that need to be replaced? So we are constantly kind of trying to upkeep what we have, but so, again, some of those things are very old.
Didn't have somebody paint something that looked almost brand new?
We did. We did a local soon-to-be teacher.
Who's the teacher? He's on the plate right now.
What about, I got a question. Don't we collect rec fees or something for every home that's built in the town? What happens to that money?
Yeah, no, it goes in our capital, our town-wide recreation fund. That's where you get... That's how we paid for
the universal playground.
But I'm saying it, somewhere down the line, couldn't we take some money out of there and maybe replace some of the equipment?
Yeah. We can do that anytime. That's where we allocated the money for the equipment shed, pole barn down there.
Yeah.
That was from that account.
Okay.
But I can tell you that, do we have the balances on those? We use some of
it. We use a good
chunk of that. For that playground, I know we did. Yeah. And that's why we're hoping to get that money.
But we got a lot of projects in the works that are before a planning board. You know, probably another 188 homes.
What's still in the...
Have some money there.
It'll be a couple. We're kind of wrecked a little bit.
I'll bring that up.
Well, we did
bring
that.
Did
we?
Three-something last time I looked.
We had a three-something.
Two-something.
Yeah. Right, Peter, what do you
got? Again, I'm very happy with the contractual. We added a couple of things there to compensate for the splash pad water. Thank you for that. And again, knowing that some of the equipment is a little bit... on the older side, having a little extra earmarked for that equipment repair is fantastic. So thank the rest of that was great. Thank you for that.
One thing we talked about a couple of years ago when it comes to equipment repairs, I feel like maybe before you, we weren't doing Falls Farm and Garden for certain things because of the way they charge. So I don't know if that's the kind of equipment repairs you're talking about, but we might be able to get more bang for our buck if we don't use Falls Farm and Garden going forward.
We have had to buy certain parts there because they're dealer only items.
Gotcha.
Service, they did some diagnostic work for us this year for the cemetery mower. We actually ended up doing all that work in house and saving a fairly good chunk of money.
You got that machine running?
We do. It's running like a top. Roy says it's running better than it did when it only had 1,000 hours on it. No, it's got 3,000 hours on.
Okay.
Well, the good news is it's a brand new dealership going in right down in Schuylerville across the river.
Mm-hmm.
And it's huge.
Excellent.
And they own 5 dealerships, so they're well respected. They customer driven.
It's that new barn out next to the fairgrounds, right?
Yeah.
So I think
okay, I saw that going up there.
Munter's building now.
We've got to get somebody locally, though, that doesn't just do the ag stuff for John Deere, but that does the turf and golf course stuff, because some of those, like our field rakes, there's a couple of pieces of equipment that we have that currently, to get the parts, I have to get them out of Maryland, because they're the closest dealer of that particular type of John Deere product, and it's a bit cumbersome.
Yeah, this is another family that owns this collection of dealerships, and they are very good.
Good.
So we got some possibilities down the road.
Next account?
Yeah, we're going to have to leave in 5. I got another commitment, but what else we got?
We have a 7310.
7310.
Which you funded.
Yeah, the only thing I have to say is thank you. I mean, it's everything that I asked for. I feel like I can continue to provide all of the programs and things that I did this year and build on it and be able to incorporate some new things. So I am completely happy with 7310.
Yeah, we put in everything that was requested. Yep.
You want to tell the numbers?
Sure. Under equipment for... not reading it correctly. Under sports, spent equipment, request was for $2,000. That's independent of budget. And so total for equipment on a .2 account is $2,000. Contractual, request was for $10,000 there, which is up $2,000 from last year. Tentative budget has that request at $10,000. And total appropriation is request was $52,244. And the tentative budget has $52,200. I think we tweaked it on the south, on the dollar trend.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And that's all I have for that. Any questions there?
No.
A8810.
I mean, while you're flipping again, I could not be happier with the proposed budget for 8810 cemeteries. If we can secure the bagger for the 350 that we've been looking for, that will ensure that when the X300 does finally give up the ghost, there's no gap in our ability to do everything we need to do in the cemeteries.
Okay.
And the contractual, again, it's everything I requested, so thank you.
Yeah, just quickly, the .2 account on equipment was $800, and that was funded at $800. Under contractual, under fence repair replace was $500 was request, that's in at $500, and miscellaneous contractual was another $1,500, that's in at $1,500. So So total appropriation request was $87.55, and the amount funded and intended was $8,532. And again, I think the change is reflected in the cost for the hourly wage. What else we got?
The last account is the very final yellow page in your binder, HT-7180.
So that's the townwide recreational capital project account that we were just talking about. The walking trail under contractual. We haven't started that work, and I still have, I've received two separate grant awards from the county. I can't remember how much they were. 20, it was matching, right?
Yes, it adds up.
Yeah, so I put that back in at $60,000. I know BOCES is back with us. Hopefully we'll get some assistance down there on that so we can move forward. The next request was for field changes improvements. Request was for $20,000. I did reduce that to $10,000. There was $50,000 request for the storage building. I put it in as zero because we had in this year's budget and there's no action on it. Ice rink liner request was for $5,000 to repair it or replace it?
To replace it.
I put that in at $5,000. So total appropriation request was $135,000, and I have $75,000 in
there. I've never given up hope that we were going to be able to pull off some sort of a building this year. I have gone back out and started to secure quotes again for kits, looking at pole barn and garage kits. Unfortunately, I don't believe that I have the staff currently that would be capable of assembling one of these kits on their own. I do have some contacts with some local contractors who also coach different sports at the park, and you know, there's always the possibility we could find someone who might, you know, volunteer their time to lead in an effort like that, or we could look at hiring it out. This week I'll be sharing with the rec committee some of those new quotes that I'm getting. The quotes for 24 by 40 pole barn kit from Curtis, it's about $13,000. So there's quite a bit left of that 35 to try and find someone who could assemble it for us. Again, I'd like to move that forward if I can, and I apologize that it hasn't moved before now. My only other comment on this would be the field improvements. There was quite a list of things that I hope to do between when our tournament season ends on the 24th of October this year and before spring season starts next April. These things would include a new metal roof on our Little League storage shed, repair and replacement of some old and damaged fencing around the Little League complex, construction of two new dugouts on Field 7, which again, I believe I can get at least some, if not all, of the materials donated, and I may be able to get volunteer labor to help construct. And then we're looking at purchasing some portable mounds so that more of our fields can alternately be used for baseball and softball. What we saw this year was a huge uptick in not only the requests for like practice and in regular games and the softball tournaments. We know those have always been there, but also baseball tournaments, larger baseball tournaments. So I want to make the 12 fields that I have be as sort of universally usable,
versatile.
That's the only place I would ask to maybe split the difference with me if there was any wiggle room there. Go to 15. Again, I think the return on that $15,000 investment would be it would be worth it in the end if we could pull off this list. It does. I will admit that I still intend to spend the $6,000 that is there this year. I'm waiting for some quotes back from AFSCO to start addressing some of the fencing issues this year, as soon as tournaments are done. We also have some large areas of the quad fields, field B in particular, that has sunken over time, I think, due to buried materials when the field was being constructed. Jim Gerard is going to loan us a sod cutter, and we're going to be addressing a lot of that stuff in-house, but we will need to buy topsoil and compost and material to put back in to fill that void. At any rate, that would be my only request there, is if there was any wiggle room to consider raising that request.
You know what I'd like to see for an improvement down there? Dog park.
Okay.
Not for me. I can give you the backstory on that someday, but I totally agree that we should have one somewhere in the town, because a lot of people own dogs. We have lots of recreational property. We've had mixed support on the board in the past from previous board. They're not here now. But I totally agree. Just a quick comment. The reason that I reduced the request from 20,000 to 10 is because that 6,000 was still there. What I thought I was doing was actually doubling what we had funded, almost doubling what we funded last year, getting it up to 10. So that's what I put that number in. But the board members need to be cognizant. All this money is subject to a public referendum. So this isn't as easy as putting it somewhere else in the budget. But that's what goes with that dedicated account. So anything that we want to do here, we got to establish the referendum period and all that. So food for thought.
How far away in your mind? One quick question. How far away do you think we are from some time having discussion about running our own softball tournament?
I don't think we're that far off. And
well, noodle it and come back.
Yeah.
There's just money being made by people, and we're leaving it on the table. I don't know if we're really prepared to be doing it. But
I know we're running short on time. Jeffrey tells me that my requests, or my not requests, I guess, my estimates on expected revenue for 2022 was included. This year, my expected revenue number was $42,000. As of today, we are on pace to hit $64,000 for this year, and that is with essentially not adding anything new. It's basically tweaking what we've always done: rec soccer, rec basketball, flag football, softball tournaments. What I can tell you is I'm working already on some big lacrosse tournaments for next year, some ways to increase that number. So I've asked for 52 to be the placeholder for this year. That's a very conservative number.
For revenue?
I think so. I mean, based on this year, again, with some of the things that I know I would like to add next year, and with the supervisor supporting that by way of adding additional funds to my A7310 contractual and equipment lines, I would like to think we could be up near the $75,000 range for revenue next year.
I think so. The topic of tournaments, I think, is a pretty big topic, and it requires some planning and strategy.
Sure.
And kind of a business plan put around it, but I do think that we did this when we interviewed you, and we talked about down the road. Mm-hmm. And I don't think we're there yet, but down the road, not that far, we should be in the tournament business. But there's a lot that needs to be put in place.
And I think even maybe giving someone a stipend that's done one before to work for us, but when we can, we kind of walk us through it first year,
sure,
pay them a little bit, but obviously we're going to be the receiver for funds.
An additional $5,000 you were looking for, you said, like, split the difference here. You know, I'm a guy, sometimes you got to spend money to make money. So if you come with that extra $5,000, get the extra mounds and all that stuff, and increase the revenue, you get that $5,000 back, in no time at all.
Right.
So that's what we have to look at sometimes. Sometimes you got to spend money, look down the road to make some money. And I think that's what you're talking about, right? Doing those improvements that will bring in more.
It is.
It
is. Again, my COVID was a little hiccup, little bump in the road. But what I promised I would do is I would sort of take a look at everything the rec has always offered, tweak where I could to get more out of that. So I think I've accomplished that, and now in 2022 I really want to start looking at new ads, and not necessarily just sports related things, you know, other events, other ways to draw more people into the park, people who don't already maybe use it or use it as much, and you know, completely new revenue streams. You know, there could be some categories that the clerks may have to add to their fee chart, because we're gonna try some new things in 2022, I hope. And like I said, I would expect the revenue to continue to grow. I don't know if now is a completely appropriate time to mention this, but between now and the end of the year, I will be coming with a revised fee structure as well, basically across the board, field use, pavilions. You know, I don't think we have to go crazy, but I think revisiting that every couple of years is a wise thing to do. Mm-hmm. And again, it helps us get more out of what we already have. For what it's worth, having the numbers in front of me, you know, pavilion rentals this year, I don't even know if this doesn't include the ones that are yet to be used and yet to be paid for, but it says 130 pavilion rentals translated to $3,195. I know that doesn't seem like a significant amount of money, but when we think about what 130 uses would have been a couple years ago, about 100 of those probably would have been free, completely free. So just making little small tweaks. $3,195 is more than enough to cover the cost of the materials required to maintain those picnic tables on an annual basis. And that was my main goal when I asked you to increase the fees to begin with. So.
Okay.
Thank you for your time.
Thank you for having
Thanks
me.
For
Appreciate
Thanks.
It.
Keep up the work. And I did see you.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
Running or rerunning or
how's campaign going?
Yeah, we need to focus.
Yes. Do you have to take a motion to adjourn?
No. Just tell me that you're done.
We're done.